This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم My respected shuyukh, my beloved brothers and sisters and children, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We are in the last, the final week of the summer holidays, alhamdulillah. The fall semester is coming soon in September, and we will be resuming a number of our programs. Inshallah, our IIT Academy will be resuming on September the 5th. Alhamdulillah, the administration, the principal, the vice principal, and others and teachers have been preparing for this. We only have a few spots available in the academy, only in grade 6, 7, and 8. So if you have any kids that you think you would want to register, please do so quickly before it's filled up. Also, we will be resuming a number of our programs, our regular education programs, so keep an eye out for courses by our shuyukh, courses such as the exploration of the surah of the Quran, Suratul Kahf, by Sheikh Musli Khan, Giants of the 20th Century by Sheikh Ahmed Kuti, and a number of other programs. We are finalizing the details and we'll be publishing this on our website, inshallah. We are also going to resume our weekday evening madrasa and our Friday night madrasa. So the weekday evening madrasa will be on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 5:30 to 7. And we are looking for some Quran teachers. If you can teach Quran and some Islamic studies, and you're willing to teach evenings from 5:30 to 7, please contact me, inshallah. Check our website and our social media pages for all updates. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you on this day of Jummah. I'm going to ask our volunteers to go through the lines. Alhamdulillah, a couple of weeks ago, we had the brothers from Tawfiq Islamic Center. They were able to raise about $7,000 towards the construction of their masjid on Oak Street. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah reward all of you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه وما استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, let me begin by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and His acceptance for each and every one of us here today. And we further ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us of our shortcomings and our mistakes. Allahumma ameen. On this blessed hour of Yawm al-Jum'ah, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bring ease and comfort and patience to all those who struggle and suffer across the globe. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuhu al-Ahbab, perhaps this or next week might be the last Friday where we will see a lot of our young people. Insha'Allah ta'ala, they will be praying Jum'ah elsewhere when school begins. And so today's reminder is, of course, for all of us, but for especially our young students, that there is so much happening around the world, and it can come from all angles. Like, it can come at a personal level. There's so many decisions, there's so many influences out there, there's so many things that are confusing, and religion can often get lost in a lot of those areas. And then if you look above and beyond, you look at some of the tragedies and some of the hardships that are happening and people are experiencing across the globe, like the wildfires, the weather changes, temperature changes, it can literally all aspects of life, you can connect it to some sort of struggle or pain or stress. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength. Sometimes what tends to happen, and this is, all humans will go through this, is that we don't know, we're not able to understand how to comprehend or find perspective in all of these hardships. Sometimes it's depressing. Even if the hardship isn't happening to you, even if you're the one that's not experiencing the pain, to watch a fire come and wipe out an entire community, even if you're not there but you see the images online and on TV, it's painful. It's tearful. You wish you could do something, but you know how limited you and I are. And those emotions can overwhelm us. It can overwhelm us to the point that if a believer isn't cautious, they start asking things like this. Why Allah? Why are you doing that? Why allow so much people to go through pain? This is really the most merciful? Those kinds of questions. May Allah guide us to what is best. Allahumma ameen. So to give some direction, so that when you get back to school, and most of us get back to our routine post-summer, to give you some sense of direction of how to handle all of this, including the stress of school and everything else that brings along, I want to bring your attention to a surah most of us know. Surah Al-Sharh. It's also called Surah Al-Inshirah. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. I'm not going to give you a tafsir of this surah. We are just going to mention a couple of points in terms of context. But the goal today, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, is what this surah, especially the first three verses, how you and I relate to these three verses. So, alam nashrah laka sadrak. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. And conclude with the fourth, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Okay, so four verses. So let's begin inshaAllah. This surah is given at a time where the Prophet ﷺ is also thinking about life. Some of the ulama say that Surah Al-Sharh is connected to the previous surah, Surah Al-Duha. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when he recited Surah Al-Duha, he would also recite Surah Al-Sharh together. So after he finishes the Surah Al-Duha, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدَّثْ, he paused in the salah quietly. Then without basmala, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا, and he continued the surah. Why? The ulama, they say it was to teach the followers and the companions the connection between these two surahs. Surah Al-Duha was all about remembering all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَلَمْ يَجِدِكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. So he's reminding the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam about all these wonderful blessings of, you were alone, we gave you a family, we gave you support. You know, you had nothing. We gave you this guidance, we gave you this religion. And the surah continues. And then Allah reminds him, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you, you're going to find peace in it. That's the first attitude or focus I want to ask all of us to have. Whatever Allah wills for us, whatever Allah puts in front of my eyes and yours, whatever Allah allows my ears and your ears to listen to and hear, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time He gives you and I in this world to see and experience, all of these things, fatarda, you're going to find some sense of satisfaction, some sense of peace. How, Brother Musleh? How? Look at the world today. Tayyib. Bismillah. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. This literally means to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, haven't we opened your chest? Inshirahu sadr is referring to another concept or another term, shaqqu sadr. Shaqqu sadr literally means to open the chest. So I know what some of you might be thinking. This is probably referring to the two times the Prophet ﷺ's chest was open, his heart was purified, and so on. When he was a child and before the Isra and Mi'raj. That is one opinion amongst our scholars. But that's not our khutbah today. Here's what I want to take from this. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. What does that mean to me and you? Nobody's opening our chest and cleansing our hearts. So how do we relate to this ayah? Listen to this. This ayah is referring to one of two things. Number one, the ulama say that for 6 months, Allah paused the revelation for about 6 months in Mecca. The Prophet ﷺ, one can say that he was lost, confused. What is Allah doing? And people are calling him all sorts of names. Really awful things. I can't repeat them to you. Really awful things. Does that sound familiar, by the way? You Muslims believe in Allah. Why doesn't He put out those fires? Control the temperature. Have you heard these arguments before? You've heard these statements thrown at you before. The same thing the Prophet ﷺ is feeling. He's not thinking about climate change. He's not thinking about these disasters at a global level. You know what he's thinking about? Why are these Meccans cheating each other in business? Why is nobody doing honest business these days? And it's stressing him out. Why isn't people following and living a wholesome marriage relationship where they're looking out for each other, giving each other rights? Why is this community so corrupt? Why are they doing? Why is there so much bloodshed? It's stressing him out. It's taking a toll. So the first interpretation of Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak is Allah is reminding him that look, that pause, it's over. We're going to resume the revelation. What does that mean to you and I? Some of us have a pause in Allah's deen, don't we? You know those days when you had your iman, mashallah, tabarakallah, and then that one day or that 1 week hit? Problems began, stress began, and then your fajr, you're missing it every day. Salah doesn't feel right, it feels heavy. Those moments. What does Allah take him back to? Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Didn't I give you this deen already? Meaning, when you feel you're at your lowest, tell yourself, although I might be at my lowest, alhamdulillah, I'm still Muslim. I haven't given up on you, Allah. Even though I don't understand why, I haven't given up on you. My forehead will still touch the ground for you, O Allah. I still love this deed, O Allah. Even though I'm not doing a good job practicing, I still love it. That's one interpretation. Here's the second. You know, when you have problems, it's easy for us as human beings to eliminate the things in our lives that causes those problems. Like if somebody said something to you that really hurts your feelings, you're not going to become best friends with them. And they keep hurting you with words and over, and I'm talking about words that scar. You're not going to be close friends with them. You're not going to be like, here, let's keep it. No, that's not going to happen. You're going to try to distance yourself from that kind of relationship. Things that are physically burdensome and cause you pain, you try to eliminate. Isn't that so? Here's the second meaning of Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak. Think about somebody who went through a really bad divorce. Somebody who's living in a marriage right now, and it's all pain. But when you see them, you see the smile, the love. You ask them, how are you? Alhamdulillah. And that's where the sentence stops. So physically, they might look well. But you know where all their pain is? You know where all the scars are? It's in here. You know, I can't tell you how many times, and I think all imams will say the same thing. 90% of the counseling that we will do is not because somebody is going through physical pain. They will say to you, Sheikh, you have no idea what I've been through. I know I'm happy and I smile and I come to your classes, but if you were only in my house for a day. Parents, this is a tough thing to hear, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know how we tell our children, Birr al-Walidain? You know what a lot of sons and daughters say in return that you probably don't hear? When we tell them to be good to your parents and be respectful and so on, and we quote these beautiful ayat to them about parents, 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 parents. Sometimes those sons and daughters tell me, you know, Brother Muslah, I get it. I get what the Quran is saying about Birr al-Walidain, but you don't know my dad. You don't know my mom. You don't live in my house. You should see when dinner time happens. What happens? What I have to listen to. Alam nashrah laka sadrak is Allah telling the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, those inner emotional pains and struggles, let them go. Open, spiritually, emotionally open your chest, let it go. It's a burden that will only cause you more pain. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us strength. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. Then Allah says that we lifted this burden that was weighing you down. أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. It was really pushing you down. So go back to all the stress. And again, it doesn't have to be personal. Your stress, some of us, our stress could be just what we see it here online and watch on TV. It's not necessarily on a personal level. You're concerned. It's stressful to see all of the chaos in this world. That could be a cause to lose sleep at night. That could be also a cause for some to lose their appetite. So Allah reminds him, الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهَرَكَ. The thing that was weighing you down. So you have, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهَرَكَ. One point I want to mention with wizrak. Wizrak, warafa'na, wizrak is the kind of stress that you feel the burden to the point where you don't know if you can stand, it takes away your appetite in your sleep. That's called wizrun. The ulama also explain wizrun, like if you take a heavy object and you put it on a table, you know how sometimes you can hear the legs squeaking? Because of the weight, that's called wizr. Now put all of this together. The pain of this world, whether it's on a personal or global level, that's causing you to feel the pressure, that's causing you to say to yourself, I don't know if I can carry this anymore. How do we fix all of this? How do we continue to move forward as believers? How do you continue to wake up tomorrow and the next day, inshallah, with a positive attitude? Feeling reaffirmed, feeling that وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it, you're going to find satisfaction. How do I maintain that attitude in my deen and in life? That's what we conclude. That's what we will conclude in the second part of the khutbah. My brothers and sisters, all the answers are here in our deen. All of them. Without this deen, the world will consume you and your problems will overtake, they'll consume you. And so, this is alluding to what is to come next. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we raised you, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and gave you a level of remembrance and a legacy like no other. What does that mean for you and I? This is what we will conclude in the second part of the khutbah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength. I pray that Allah keeps us close to His deen. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the message of Islam in our sons and daughters and all of us. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfiru Allah li wa lakum wa risa'il muslimin min kulli dhanb fastaghfiru innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. I am asked to remind you that during the sitting period, especially for the brothers at the back and even those of you here, please try to come forward and fill in the gaps. There is a problem every week of brothers and sisters that are stuck outside in the hallway. So we want to try to do our best to accommodate them, inshallah. So during the resting period, please come forward. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله عليه أفضل الصلاة ومن والاه أما بعد ورفعنا لك ذكرك. This is where the surah started to tell the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and start lifting his spirits. We gave you a legacy that you will be remembered like no other. Think about it. How often are the believers in the world at any given moment or time saying sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Think about it. And sending peace and blessings to him salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. The most important sunnah on the day of Jum'ah is to send peace and blessings to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he has this legacy like no other. But the question that we hope to answer and leave you with is, what does that mean to you and I? Remember, brothers and sisters, when we increase our remembrance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and when I say that, it doesn't mean that you read his seerah, doesn't mean that you read his hadith. His remembrance is preserved and protected in how much we practice his teachings sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Otherwise, you know what the seerah will be? The seerah will be a really amazing life story of this man sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A hadith will be knowledge. It will be knowledge and more knowledge. And how you know this is happening, how you know that Islam isn't helping you, you can assess and test yourself, is if you have the same outlook, the same attitude, the same etiquettes today that you had 20 years ago. Marriage is still exactly the same. The same problems are still there. Because why? There's no influence. There's no change. There's no willingness. I want to do better. I want to speak better. I want to have a better attitude. I want to have better etiquettes. If none of that is there, this is a sign. The knowledge is speaking to you, but you're not listening. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us strength. So wa rafa'na laka dhikruk is our way that Allah tells us to teach us. Remember this man. Follow his teachings. You will ultimately remember me, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will be close to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So students, I conclude. This is the message I want you to take when you get back to school. Parents, the message when you get back to your routine post-summer is that when the world feels like it's too much or your home life is too much, remember, there might be a gap somewhere between you and your relationship with Allah. The thing that ignites that is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And you start to connect, wait a minute, what is it in the sunnah that I need to improve on? Then you'll see that ignition begin. That spiritual ignition will begin. Then your connection will continue with Allah and it'll strengthen. The salah will start to feel and taste more delicious. It will feel more sweet. And when the salah is sweet, the rest of this dunya life also becomes sweet. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us close to him. And may Allah azza wa jal continue to uplift us in the with the message of the Quran and the message of the sunnah of our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we ask you on this blessed day of this blessed hour, keep us close to you, regardless of what our situation is, regardless of what the world is going through. Ya Rabbi, we beg you and we ask you and we plead to you, keep us close to you and count us from amongst those who are righteous in this world. Wa fil akhirah. Ya Rabbil Alameen. We send peace and blessings to our Rasul salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi kama amrana subhanahu wa ta'ala fi tanzili. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusallun ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma aghfir al-muslimin wal-muslimat wal-mu'minin wal-mu'minat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Innaka qaribun sami'un mujibu al-da'wat. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة. Brothers and sisters, please come forward and fill in the gaps once again. Any gap that you see in front of you, inshallah, please do your best to fill those gaps in.